why they fought here. During the first few months of the war, Kentucky remained neutral. The August 1861 election, however, sent a Unionist majority to Frankfort. The new legislature voted to suppress the rebellion, and federal marshals began arresting men suspected of treason. In September 1861, Floyd County became a sanctuary for fleeing Confederates, and a Confederate recruiting post was established near Prestonsburg. In the spring and summer of 1861, as both northern and southern states prepared for war, many peace-loving Kentuckians tried desperately to keep their state neutral. Those hopes failed after the August 1861 election, which sent a strong Unionist majority to Frankfort. When the new legislature convened in early September, it passed laws that welcomed federal troops into Kentucky and worked to suppress the growing rebellion. United States marshals began arresting men suspected of treason, and Union forces quickly took control of Paducah, Louisville, and other strategic locations. In response, the Confederates established a recruiting post at Bowling Green and here in Prestonsburg. Although eastern Kentucky was politically divided, Confederate sympathy in the region ran high enough for the area to be considered a Confederate refuge. In late September 1861, former U.S. Senator John C. Breckinridge of Lexington fled the state to avoid arrest. On his way to southwest Virginia, he passed through Prestonsburg and stopped at Samuel May's farm, just north of town. There, he delivered a morale-boosting speech to the men of the newly organized 5th Kentucky Infantry, CSA, who were camped in May's pasture. By early October, more than 1,000 Confederate recruits were drilling at the May farm, with more arriving each day. This buildup alarmed Union authorities in Louisville. General William T. Sherman ordered Brigadier General William Bull Nelson to take command of 4 newly formed Ohio regiments, march through the mountains, and push the Confederates out of the Big Sandy Valley. Following the Battle of Ivy Mountain on November 8, 1861, Nelson occupied Pikeville, forcing the 5th Kentucky and its commander, Colonel John S. Williams, to retreat through the Pound Gap. Believing winter conditions and supply shortages would prevent a Confederate return, Nelson pulled his troops out of the region. But the Confederates were determined to hold the Big Sandy Valley. In mid-December 1861, General Humphrey Marshall left his base in Wytheville, Virginia, moved through Pound Gap, and occupied Pikeville, Prestonsburg, and Paintsville with a force of infantry, cavalry, and artillery. When Union Commander Don Carlos Buell learned of Marshall's advance, he placed Colonel James A. Garfield in command of the 18th Brigade and ordered him to drive the Confederates out of eastern Kentucky. This set the stage for the Battle of Middle Creek, fought on January 10, 1862.